it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The Daily Telegraph's chief sports writer, the Sunday Telegraph's chief sports writer, Dave Riccio, is standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, boys. Never a dull day.
Hang on a sec. No, can I just rewind? We can edit that out for the podcast. Let's make Dave Riccio official.
And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
Seriously, you are sabotaging. Russell comes in for Alex. He is sabotaging your segment, David. He brushes your intro. He doesn't let you have a chance to sign off and wish us all go well.
You know what? I'm going well.
Seriously, David.
I didn't know that you were a big enough star, David, to have your own stinger. That's outstanding.
Yeah.
That's it.
If it's all right for you, I wouldn't mind organising a board meeting to discuss.
Yeah, that's right.
To be honest.
I'll tell you what, it's going to start tomorrow at 8 a.m. David, and I reckon I'll get the chop at about 7:30.
Does Lee's Fortuna Court at Crow's Nest open at 8 o'clock in the morning? We go down and have some lamb pancakes, and we'll kick the meeting off there if we can, then duck into Nando's at lunchtime, and away we go. There's a few sponsors, blokes. Yeah. And they're not sponsors. They should come on board. David, where were we? Oh, yes. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm well.
Last night on NRL 360, recapping a dramatic day for South Sydney with a night to sleep on it. What's your take out of the happenings yesterday?
Yeah, I still feel the same way, Matty. And I reflected last night on 360 about the way the Warriors handled the Stephen Kearney change of coaching situation. It was cutthroat. It was quick. It was brutal. As we've seen. So too, the swift removal of Justin Holbrook from the Gold Coast Titans. Titans management made a decision and within 24 hours later, Justin Holbrook was gone. Without any of the innuendo and coaches hanging in the wind and not knowing if they're Arthur or Martha. And I just think that creates such a difficult environment, not only for the head coach and his family, but also the playing group. I know that the playing group were at training yesterday. This is South Sydney now. Wondering whether they're going to have Jason Demetrio at work tomorrow. Such has been the noise around the footy club for so long now. And I just thought, South, for so much successful, experienced, high-powered businessmen on that management and board, to have this situation play out as long as it has, and certainly from yesterday morning until last night, I don't recall two board meetings in one day.
No, good point.
From a footy club,
never
to remove a footy coach.
Unbelievable.
And that's what we got to with South. So certainly could have been handled better.
Yeah, Dave. Now again, with hindsight, every day is vital. As far as I'm concerned, when you knew you had a Thursday night game. Like, surely the board had to be, like, do they know how this has played out? They now will not have a coaching session with the interim before the game. And if they could organise an 8 a.m. board meeting for Tuesday, then that had to be 8 p.m. Monday night, 9 p.m., whatever, 10 p.m., midnight, if it had to be, so they could start a new day afresh, that someone could come in and get them ready for a game this week against Penrith. Otherwise, The week has been treated with contempt. There's no hope.
I'm not here to defend South Sydney, Dave, but we do have a chairman in the UK, if I'm not right. Isn't Nick Pappas in the UK? Don't we have a series of high-profile owners scattered who knows where around the globe? So it's a bit more complicated than some clubs, perhaps.
Honestly, send them a message, Zoom, Maddie, be flexible.
The only issue with that, Matty, is that this has been a brewing subject within the South Sydney camp for a long, long time. And to think that yesterday was the only point of discussion about whether they should make a coach change is farcical. They've known this is coming.
Yeah.
And to Vossi's point, that we are now 24 hours out from a game. And further to that, when I spoke to Jason Demetrio yesterday, he was sitting in his office previewing the Panthers' defensive line and working on an attack plan for this game.
Yeah.
That's that's how close to the game it has got, where the sacked head coach was working on beating the Panthers tomorrow night.
I'm going to make a shout. I'm going to make a big shout here, David. This is a South home game tomorrow night. South Sydney, fans get in free tomorrow night. Seriously, for what we've done to preparing the team this week, we have to take a responsibility. That's we, board, whoever's running the club. We've hijacked your preparation, but we appreciate if you're going to come out and spend your coin on our club, we'll give you free tickets or half price or whatever. I think the fans who go tomorrow night should be given something for turning up, given the shambles it is, the preparation for the game, which is nothing to do with the fans, the way it's been handled. Can we do that, David?
Yeah.
Free entry or half price? Why not?
Don't ask David. Ask Blake Solly. Well, he's the man who
David's very pretty powerful. He's in my top 200 most powerful men in rugby league.
Guys, I'm not too sure, but Jason Demetrio, I'm not too sure if you're aware, listeners are aware, that Jason Demetrio sent a text message to the playing group last night upon hearing of the news of his termination. Quote from Jason Demetrio's text message: "That feeling in the change rooms that led us to the top of the NRL ladder less than a year ago was some of the greatest experiences of my career. I'm sure this team is destined for more of those memories. Blessings to you and your beautiful families." I will say that Jason has handled himself with plenty of class on his exit, and even to the point of fronting the media as he vacated the premises yesterday at Heffron Park. But certainly, all roads now lead to the obvious interim coach, Ben Hornby, and then further beyond that, who South Sydney appoint as the long-term coach.
And David, there's a lot of love along those lines on the text line, on the open line this morning for Jason Demetrio, the way he's handled himself. We've detailed his coaching success over more than a decade, not just the struggles over the last 12 months. He wants to coach again in the NRL, I assume. What roles is he open to? What do you think happens before we move on to who's going to head coach South Sydney down the track? What's the immediate future that you see for Jason Demetrio?
Well, I think Maddie, the fact that when we see a coach leave a footy club, it's often on the premise that they've lost the dressing room, and I don't think you could say that's the case at South Sydney under Jason Demetrio. I think we've heard openly plenty of the leaders within that club speak about wanting to play for Jason. Damien Cook only last week was quite vocal about wanting Jason to stick around. So I think on that premise and the way he's handled himself, I think Jason definitely goes on to be another NRL coach at another club in the future. And I think given the fact that what he was able to achieve last year with South is something to hang his hat on. And just clearly there's been a breakdown on a myriad of issues at that football club, from injuries to leadership issues to the spotlight constantly over Latrell Mitchell. To suspensions, to changes in coaching staff. And I think every head coach that he's moved on, they learn from this experience and they become better coaches. I've got no doubt he'll coach again, Matty.
Rabbitohs, in some regard, in our text line, and it's a good barometer, laughing stock to other rival fans. The Bunnies are going about as good as Albo. That's from Jim Bob Squarepants. And people are dancing on the Rabbitohs' grave today because of the misery they find themselves in. But that's the cycle of rugby league. David, Parramatta, it's amazing because when South Sydney had the bye, there wasn't much written or said about South for that weekend. Like, it was just like this huge release of the pressure valve. And all the pressure went on Brad Arthur. And they go to Darwin and they get smacked. Now, does the pressure go back onto Parramatta? Let's cover their dramas at the moment. Gutho's out. Gutho's out
for up to 5 weeks.
Yeah. What's going to happen there?
Look, clearly a significant blow, guys. And the situation is this. To your point, Bossy, it's a bye week for the Parramatta Eels. And they saw it as a window of opportunity to go and correct this knee issue of Clint Gutherson. He underwent an operation yesterday. I understand it's an arthroscope, clean out of the knee, which has basically plagued his start to the season and certainly been running around with that knee so heavily strapped and being drained pre and post-match of fluid to take the pressure off of the issue of his knee. gone in for the op. He's gone for 4 to 5 weeks, guys. It's a significant blow. And I think it's a bigger blow from a leadership point of view. They're now without Mitchell Moses, who I'll get to in a moment, but also Clint Gutherson. And these are the guys that out on that football field hold their teammates to account. And I thought that was visibly noticeable in the Dolphins' performance by Parramatta without Mitchell Moses. And I know that, you know, the argument was made, Mitchell Moses wouldn't have made a difference that night. How is he going to correct all those missed tackles? Well, he would have held the playing group to account out on that football field. And maybe it would have been a closer effort or result had that been the case. And that's now the situation. They're devoid of their two most influential leaders, which is, I think it's hugely concerning. When you also factor in the point that Junior Borloo, a leader within his own right, he takes spells off the field to take a breather when he's interchanged. So it's going to be fascinating to see how they hold their gloves up from a leadership point of view, Parramatta. But certainly a big blow, Clint Gutherson gone for the next 4 to 5 weeks, guys.
Especially when you consider the draw, Dave, because here's the run out of the bye. They play Brisbane, Melbourne, South Sydney, Cronulla, Canterbury, and the Roosters. So plenty of big guns in there. My question to you is, how do they survive that period without Mitch Moses, without Clint Gutherson? Well, there might be some news on the Moses front, though.
Yeah, that's right, Matty. He's got a very important specialist meeting today, Mitch Moses, and he is undergoing more x-rays on his fractured foot. And it's basically an update x-ray on how has the fractured foot progressed and is he any hope of coming back earlier than the originally scheduled return date of round 12. And ironically, that is against South Sydney. Mitch's, you know, history shows how tough he is. He plays on with a broken bone in his back in Origin. He's played on with a broken finger in matches. And he played on in this game, in his most recent game, for 25 minutes with a fractured foot. He's a tough customer. And the point made to me yesterday by Parramatta officials was sometimes, and in this case, we may need to hold Mitch back from himself. But he has pushed for this x-ray today in the hope that he can at least shave another week off his return date and hopefully come back 1 week earlier, potentially in round 11. We'll know later today how that x-rays and specialist meeting has gone. And it also obviously opens up the discussion point with State of Origin, with Mitch getting, if he is to get back onto the field quicker than normal, than he's expected, it would give him an extra match to prove himself for the New South Wales Blues coach, Michael Maguire.
Great reaction on the text line, David, coming in here. Mickey says, calm down, Vossie. How about those Tigers fans? We need 10 years of free entrance of free membership paid back to us. The Surfing Knight says, morning, boys. Rabbits fans should be getting free entry all season after this debacle. This one, boys, sayonara JD, could you get Siebes on the program to share his thoughts? Well, Anthony Seibold on today with Matt White. Thumbs up. He will be on with Matt White in his program between 9 and 12. And just showing tribalism is not dead, David. The Cronulla Rabbit says, just remember supporters of other clubs, you mouth-breathing, slack-jawed, knuckle-dragging yokels forever in our shadow. So that is rugby league, David. I'm not even going to let Matt say goodbye to you today.
No, I am saying goodbye.
You obsessed the access of the universe yesterday.
Dunny has written in and said, Matt, I was watching NRL Tonight last night, and he said that he thought I had soft hands. So viewers look very carefully at host. I don't have soft hands, Dunny, but anyway. And here's one from Black Stump Eel. Love Muscle and Vossie. Can you ask Dave what brand shaver he uses on his melon? Is it Gillette Fusion Pro Glide? He was looking immaculate last night on 360, but I feel he needs some vitamin D because the nude nut wasn't very seasoned. I had to turn the brightness down a bit. So, David, the viewers watch very closely, don't they, at the most most bizarre things.
Yes. I wanted to pick up a sponsor. Gillette, was it?
Yeah. And if you pick up a sponsor, I'll promise I'll throw to the Sting before we bring you on because that will mean dollars. Dave, I won't say stay healthy. I won't say do good. I'll leave you to have the final say.
Go well, boys.
There we go. And now things will go to as planned in the day, whereas yesterday there was no go well. Heavens above, Jason Demetriou loses his job. I mean, the world turned to poop. Thank you, David Riccio from The Telegraph. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, but scrub Brandy, bring in Matt Russell. 18-man game these days. We've activated the replacement player. we're loving your text. Just keep firing them in. We will have to play fast money and rip through rapid fire on the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Powered by Kubota. The sound system is Sonos, and we're all on board.